Time is just about 5 o'clock. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours, bringing you the best in Celtic music. We have some special guests today, just as we did last week. Our regular first Sunday of the month storyteller and reader Kathleen Mainland from Scotland will be here, and she'll have a special Burns reading for us today. We also expect to have special guest Mac Irvin of the International Burns Federation here, continuing to give you some wonderful programming about Robert Burns, whose 250th birthday was just last Sunday. A lot of concerts coming up. Brian Conway is playing with Brendan Dolan on the 14th of February, and this is him playing the keys to the convent.
Thank you. went out to take the air. Up on the banks of the Carron water, I saw a girl with a ribbon in her hair. She was walking there by the raging river. A storm had passed and was rumbling in the west. The trees, they sighed and danced together. She was calm and serene as she wandered all alone, the lass on the banks of the Carron water. In the hills o' Kilsyth and round the Campsie fells, many burns are running helter-skelter. When rain clouds are gone and the day is drawing in, they come tumbling down on the Carron water. Wild was the flow and muckle was the roar, oh, the swift cascading swollen river. But sweet was the voice and bonny was the face, oh, the lass that walked by the Carron water. I have wandered near and have wandered far away, and I've seen what this world has to offer. But for all its wonders, there's none that can compare with the bonny lass by the Carron water. When I spoke to this girl with the ribbons in her hair, she laughed and smiled and was delighted. Now I am hers and she is mine, and never more will we be parted. That I may drink afore I gang, a health to my dear bonny lassie. Ye powers above, increase her love, for such a prize I did inherit. To keep her love is all that I crave, and after all we will be married.
This is Alistair White of Battlefield Band inviting you to join us for a night of Scottish music at the Red Light Cafe in Midtown Atlanta on Friday, 27th of February. That's the Red Light Cafe in Midtown Atlanta on the 27th of February. To put you in the mood, here are a couple of fiddle tunes recorded specially for this show. The first one is one of my own. I don't have a title for it yet, I'm afraid. The second is Bani Shirstoch, which is Gaelic for the St Kilda wedding. Hope to see you all at the show.
And the Battlefield Band there, we heard two in a row from them. Started off with Brian Conway, who is appearing with Brendan Dolan on Saturday the 14th of February, a special concert which is going to take place at the Red Door Playhouse in Roswell. And I believe tickets are available exclusively on the day at the venue. If you are interested in a workshop for Irish fiddle, flute and piano, which will be taking place earlier that day, I have a contact email. You're welcome to give me a phone call down here when we're playing music. The number is 404-523-8989. Battlefield Band are playing at the Red Light Cafe in Amsterdam Avenue, Midtown Atlanta, on Friday the 27th of February. And from the Battlefield Band, we heard two tracks. We heard Alan Reid singing The Banks of the Carron Water, and then the unnamed tune in St. Kilda's Wedding played for us there by Alistair White, and a recording made specially for us down here at WRFG. Further concerts coming up: the Chieftains at the Fabulous Fox on Saturday the 28th of February, Moira O'Connell at Eddie's Attic Saturday the 7th of March, Boys of the Lock at Spivey Hall Saturday the 14th of March, the Buddy O'Reilly Band Tuesday the 17th, St. Patrick's Day itself at Eddie's Attic, and finally Celtic Woman on the 24th and 25th of March, which is a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and that'll be also at the Fox Theatre. A band who is back in action, having started their career 30 years ago, is Green Fields of America. The current lineup includes Robbie O'Connell, Mick Maloney, Billy McComiskey, Athena Turgis, and John Doyle. We're going to take a listen to a couple of tracks now from their brand new album. It's just called Green Fields of America.
An Irishman, I've travelled this country o'er, in search of an occupation as I've never done before. I made a resolution, and I think it a very good plan, to travel to America and view that foreign land. When I landed in Philadelphia, the girls all jumped for joy. Says one unto the other, now there goes an Irish boy. They invited me to go with them and they took me by the hand. And the toast went merrily round the town, good luck to the Irish man. I'd been in Philadelphia not more than a week or so, when I made a resolution some other place to go. With me knapsack on me shoulder, me shillelagh in me hand, I set out through Pennsylvania like a ramblin' Irish man. I travelled through Bucks County, out there among the Dutch, but as for conversation, well, there wasn't very much. But I, with signs and signals, gave the girls to understand the courage and good nature of this ramblin' Irish man. I went into a tavern and there I spent the night. The landlady's fair daughter in me she took delight. She hugged me and she kissed me and she took me by the hand, and she whispered in her mother's ear, I'm in love with this Irish man. Oh daughter, dearest daughter, what is this you are going to do? To fall in love with an Irish man, a lad you never knew. With his knapsack on his shoulder, his shillelagh in his hand, ah, mother dear, I roam the world with this ramblin' Irish man. We'll settle down for life. We're as happy as two turtle doves, me and me darling wife. I'll work for her and I'll toil for her and I'll do the best I can. And I'll never make her rue the day she married an Irish man.
Thank you. was a ramblin' Irish rover, the bard of Cape Town. A ramblin' Irish rover sang the whole world round. When they'd hear that banjo play, they'd make them sing along. Make them sing like make them sang in the song, sing. I heard him sing. Well, the Clancy boys around him, they could make the rafters ring. They took the songs of yesterday and tuned them for the day. Give us pride to raise your voice and sing the night away. It was a ramblin' Irish rover, the bard of Cape Town. A ramblin' Irish rover sang the whole world round. When they'd hear the sing like Mickham sang and the song sings on. I sing of Tommy Mickham from a noble music clan. His mother's name was Sarah and she sang a thousand songs. He took them on his journey and he made a thousand more. So people coming after, they might know the way we were. It was a ramblin' Irish rover, the bard of Cape Town. A ramblin' Irish rover sang the whole world round. When they hear the banjo play, they make them sing along. Make them sing like Mickham sang in the song. And of peace, and even in the final days, his music never ceased. The concert may be over, but no one leaves the hall, for the people keep on singing, and the song sings on. Here's a ramblin' Irish rover, the bard of Cape Town. A ramblin' Irish rover sang the whole world round.
Brand new stuff there from Tommy Sands and his son and daughter. And that was a song called The Song Sings On, The Ballad of Tommy Mickham. The album's called Let the Circle Be Wide and it's just out on Appleseed Records. We started off with the Greenfields of America and the opening two tracks from their brand new album, also called The Greenfields of America. We heard a bunch of reels called Jackie Reardon's Money in Both Pockets and the Dungannon Reel, followed by a lovely song sung by Mick Maloney. And that was The Rambling Irishman, all about landing in Philadelphia, which is exactly what he did about 35 years ago. Followed that up with The Chieftains and a medley from their album Live from Dublin, tribute to Derek Bell. And what we heard was Banish Misfortune, The Morning Dew, The Arkansas Traveller and The Wild Irishman. Followed that up with an interesting new sound from Emma Kate Tobia. Well, she lives in Kinsale in Cork. I think she's from Mayo originally. She has an album out called Aisling na Gael, An Irish Dream on Tara Records in Ireland. It's just been marketed here in the US. And we heard Anslacht na Hanslacht, Beloved of Beloveds, which I think is a Donegal song. I'm pretty sure it's from Aaron Moore. We are celebrating yet again, and we will be continuing to do this throughout the year, the 250th birthday of Robert Burns. It actually took place last Sunday. And on this occasion, today, we have two special guests. At 6 o'clock, we have Kathleen Mainland coming in to give us a Burns reading. She comes in on the first Sunday of every month, or most months, and we're looking forward to her at 6 o'clock. But right now, we have a very special guest for you, Mr. Mac Irvin, who is the director of the American Robert Burns World Federation.
Good afternoon, Colin.
Delighted to have you here. Now, we are going to talk a little bit about Robert Burns, and obviously, he is very well known in Scotland. And he is obviously turns up in the curriculum there. We had some guests in last week who spoke about how inspiring it was for them to hear his words in among the Shakespeare and the Wordsworth and so on that they learned in school back in the day. But he's not really that well known or taught in the literature curriculum in this country.
Well, he's not a favorite of teachers of British literature. For instance, when I was in high school, I wrote a paper on Robert Browning. I never heard of Robert Burns in high school. And people like Keats and Shelley and Lord Byron, they're the favorite. Their complexity seems to interest high school and college literature teachers.
And some of those people were inspired by Burns.
In fact.
Does he turn up in the curriculum today, even still, in this country, do you think, much?
Very, very rarely. If he would turn up in the United States, it would perhaps be in North Carolina, where there are huge contingents of Scots.
Uh-huh.
But even in Scotland, it's a bit of a problem that, for instance, the Burns World Federation has competitions designed to encourage young people to learn Burns because some schools just choose not to include him.
Interesting. Now, do you think with the high profile he's enjoyed, going to enjoy this year, do you think that might change?
Well, it might, but it's like everything else. As one generation passes, perhaps the next generation does not pick it up. And so There's a real effort to – that's really the basic function of the World Federation is to try to preserve and continue the reputation of Burns, the memory of him, to get him more in people's minds.
Now, Burns himself, of course, had a good education, although mainly taught by both his father and some tutors, I guess, that his father hired. His father was self-taught, I understand.
He had almost no formal education. He had a tutor for a short period of time, and he took a short course in French. But for the most part, he was self-taught. No higher education at all.
No higher education. And yet, at a fairly young age, he made a mark for himself in the world of literature. How did he pull that off?
Well, people debate whether Burns was a genius. When you think about how we write today, first we have spell check, and we can all Google anything and come up. We can be at least an apparent expert on any subject in the world in about 3 minutes of Googling. We check we're writing, our computer will tell us a better word to choose for a word that perhaps doesn't quite fit. Mm-hmm. Burns had none of that. He, in his last few years, he spent most of his days riding a horse all day as a tax assessor. Mm-hmm. And then he, to the extent he wrote, he would do a little bit of writing at night. But you think about how he quotes scripture and he quotes current events and he knows the names of world leaders, and he had none of the access to ready resources that we mm-hmm. have. So if he's not a genius, he certainly has all the signs of someone who just was incredible for his time or for any time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned one of your favorite songs is A Fun Kiss. So what can you tell us about that? We're going to play a version for it in a moment.
Well, it's sort of a universal theme of broken relationships. I mean, where would country music be if the singer had not been dumped on by a female or vice versa? Louis Grizzard used to talk about his favorite song was "She Tore My Heart Out and Stomped That Sucker Flat." Well, Burns is sort of reaching the same thing with A Fun Kiss. It's a broken relationship with a woman named Clorinda, who was the most educated of his female relationships. And she was sailing across the sea, and they were going to be parted forever.
Okay, well, we have a brand new recording of it here by Mr. Ed Miller from Edinburgh, who has an album out called Lyrics of Gold, songs written or collected by Robert Burns. Ed Miller lives in Austin, Texas, and this is his take on it.
A fun kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, la lass forever. Deep in heart wrung tears I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I wage thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him? Mean a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around benights me. I'll not blame my partial fancy, Nathan could resist my Nancy, but to see her was to love her, love but her, and love forever. Had we never loved so kindly, had we never loved so blindly, never met or never parted, we had never been broken hearted. Fare thee weel, thou first and fairest, fare thee weel, thou best and dearest. Thine be elka joy and treasure, peace, enjoyment, love and pleasure. A fond kiss and then be sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart, wrung tears I'll pledge thee, warning sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
Clamb the helm. together, and money a plenty day, John, we've had we in the nether, no we want
was the unmistakable voice there of Kenneth McKellar, who has been famous for many decades and is still alive and well. I guess he's in his early 80s now. This is an album called To Robert Burns, a tribute that came out on Lismore back in 1993. And that was John Anderson, My Joe. We started off with Ed Miller and his take on A Fun Kiss from the album Lyrics of Gold, a new album dedicated exclusively to Burns. Our special guest right now is Mr. Mac Irvin, director of the American branch of the Robert Burns World Federation. And we're talking about Robert Burns, who turned 250 just last week. Robert Burns obviously had a reputation as, in addition to being a poet, a ladies' man, and perhaps fond of a drink. How does that feature in the big picture, do you think?
Well, he clearly was a ladies' man because he had children by seven different women, only one of whom turned out to be his wife, and even then, I think their first child was at the benefit of marriage. And as far as his reputation for the drink, there's no question he liked a number of beverages, beer, wine, and probably seldom got whiskey because it was not readily available at the lowlands at that time. But I think his reputation for drinking is overrated. When you think about his typical day, he rode 200 miles a week as a tax assessor. He did his books at night, and he wrote poetry, and he cared for his children. As a matter of fact, all the evidence seemed to be that he was a pretty good father. So there really was not a lot of time for carousing, but there's no question that he probably engaged in what we might call today binge drinking. Maybe like the Super Bowl today. People are putting in large amounts of beer, and they're going to drink large amounts tonight and maybe have hangovers tomorrow. I think Burns tended toward that. There's no question that he had these times that he drank too much. And he wrote about it, and he admitted it was tough on him.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying he earned it, riding 40 miles a day on a horse and all the other stuff, so it wasn't that he did it 7 days a week, 360 days a year, or anything like that.
Well, some of the teetotalers of that day, after Burns died, made a conscious attempt to portray him as
right.
a drunkard. It's in his early biographies, and it's taken years to remedy that. No question he drank.
Well, the church, I think, was pretty hard on him, too.
Yes. Well, he was pretty hard on the church. He said some pretty bad things. He's a typical person, not unlike a lot of folks like us who grew up in the South that react to a strong church mm-hmm. that regulates private morality. Mm-hmm. In his days, Burns' father was a strong Calvinist, and so probably a lot of what Burns did was a reaction to after his father died. His father died when he was about 19 or 20, and maybe Burns at that point cut loose to enjoy life where he'd suppressed a lot of that out of respect for his father.
That would explain part of it. Well, how do you think Burns stacks up today politically?
It's an interesting inquiry because everyone likes to take their own politics and sort of superimpose it on a historical figure. We see everybody trying to figure out where Jack Kennedy would have stood compared to them. Well, when you go back 200 more years, it's even more difficult. Burns, no question, supported the French Revolution at the time. And matter of fact, Scott's Wahey was written about a year after the French Republic came into existence. And although it deals with Robert Bruce's great accomplishment, some people think it may have been allegory for support of the French Republic. But even then, Burns was an official for the government, so he couldn't go too far. He would make a statement, and then he would attempt to retract it. You might say, well, he's weak because of that. But that's not unlike someone who's reluctant to write a letter to the editor stating some strong view because they worry about what their colleagues at work might think the next day. So Burns constantly struggled between expressing his views for revolution perhaps it would line up with liberality of today, but in other ways, he expressed sentiments of being somewhat moderate to conservative. But what he was for the little person. So you cannot argue that he was always for the little man.
Well, let's take a listen to Scott Swahey. What can you tell us about that song?
It's the song of freedom and independence for Scots, and I would say that if you run into Scots, if they know one thing by Robert Burns, this might be that, obviously, in addition to My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, but it chronicles Robert the Bruce's victory at Bannockburn, and it's strong, and it's just perhaps the strongest statement for freedom of any words ever written.
This is Kenneth McKellar singing Scots Wahey.
Scots Wahey, we Wallace bled. Scots, from Bruce has often led. Welcome to your gory bed, all to victory. Now's the day, now's the hour. See the front of battle lore. See approach our Edward's power. Chains and slavery. Traitor knave, walk and fill a coward's grave. Wassy base as be a slave, let him turn and flee. War for Scotland's king and lord, freedom's sword will strongly draw. Freeman stand, or freeman afar, let him follow me. By oppression's woes and pains, by our sons in servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud Jews up aloof, tyrants fall in every foe, liberties in every blow, let us do our deed.
Is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. And my love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonnie lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee
Hi folks, you're listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG Atlanta. It's your local station for the very best in Celtic music. My name is Alan Reid. I'm from Battlefield Band, and we'll be appearing on Friday, February 27th at the Red Light Cafe in downtown Atlanta. It's the first stop on our US spring tour, so why not come down and join me and the boys for a great night out? Throughout 2009, Scotland is celebrating the 250th anniversary of the birth of Robert Burns. And so to get you in the mood, here's our rendition of his most famous love song, My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose. It may not be the tune that you're familiar with, but it's perhaps the original tune of this lovely song. And remember, February, Friday 27th, the Red Light Cafe. See you there.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sun's old time shall run, and fare thee well, my only love, and fare thee well a while. And I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 miles, though it were 10,000 miles. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune, that's sweetly played in tune. Thank you.